Hello, that's right. We're right back here on the I Love Ann Show. Yes, I am Ann Eller, and on the phone here with me this morning is Jeff Smith from over there at the Chamber. Busy, busy day today, huh, Jeff?
Absolutely. Got a lot going on, a lot happening.
Well, why don't you tell us about what's happening here?
Okay, well, tonight, if you haven't been around, tonight we're having the Super Networking Night out at the James Medford Family Event Center at Piedmont Technical College. A big combination business expo, business after hours, and Taste of Greenwood event, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. This is like business after hours on steroids, maybe?
Absolutely. Throw in a little business-to-business networking, business-to-consumer networking, food sampling from some of Greenwood's greatest restaurants and caterers, and you've got a fun evening.
Now, just for the record, this is a once-a-year event.
That's correct. This is an annual event. We do it in the fall. This is our sixth annual event. We have grown and grown and grown each successive year, so we keep having to find bigger spaces, and Piedmont Tech is very, very generous and has that wonderful facility over there, and we're really tickled to be in there this evening again.
Absolutely. Now, the public is invited.
Yes, ma'am. It's a free admission. We do have entry passes that are available, but if you don't have an entry pass, don't worry. We'll have stubs at the door. The reason we have those entry passes is so people can fill out the end of it and drop it in. We've got a grand prize drawing for a 50-inch color television.
A 50-inch color television?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
So get a stub and get it in the pot for the drawing this evening.
All right. And I know a lot of people will be doing different drawings and whatnot, too. So it's a good opportunity to get some free stuff.
Absolutely. There are a lot of door prize drawings going on at the individual tables. Plus, there will be giveaways and things like that. And before I get too much further down the pike, I do want to say that our presenting sponsor for this event is Altel Wireless. And they are a great, great business partner, not only with the Chamber of Commerce, but in Greenwood as well. And we are tickled pink to have them as our presenting sponsor for the second year. So I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that Altel was going to be there in our center square tonight.
Well, absolutely. Now, the time of this event?
5:30 to 8 p.m. this evening.
Okay, 5:30 to 8. And how many exhibitors do you have at this? Any idea?
Yes, we have 96. 96 businesses. That includes 11 restaurants and caterers.
That's 11 places to stop by and see what they've got to eat.
That's right. They'll have samples for you. Now, we're not trying to feed you supper, but you are going to get a good sampling of some really good food. So make sure you come by and have an empty stomach so you can go by to all 11.
Don't eat before you come. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. That's correct.
Well, I know a lot of people look forward to this event every year, and, of course, we're going to be out there. We're excited to be out there. So what else can you tell me about what's going on with the Chamber? Any other things coming up that people ought to have on their radar?
Absolutely. We have a small business council, and we have been putting on, since the beginning of this year, monthly small business sessions based around different topics that are critical to the success of small businesses in Greenwood. And we've got one coming up next Tuesday, and I'm real excited about it. The title of it is Fail to Plan, Plan to Fail. And this is a session on developing tools for strategic business and financial planning for your business. And we've got a couple of great, great, great presenters. Claire Cool, who is a consultant here with her own business, V&R Consulting, and Josette Russell, who is also a consultant with her own company called Dynamic Lean. And that's going to be next Tuesday morning, October 1st. And we hold these at Tower Point Medical Center at 105 Vinecrest in their community room.
And what time of the day is that?
Start at 7:45 a.m. with registration. The program begins at 8:15. Have you out the door no later than 9:30. And again, for chamber members, this is a free session. $10 if you're a non-member, but we do need to hear from people if they want to RSVP for this event.
And what's the number to call on that?
They can call us here at the Chamber at 223-8431, and my extension is 227.
Well, you know, it is all about business. And, you know, unfortunately, business has become so, I want to say, paper-driven, report-driven, that you can't just decide, hey, I want to open that business and turn it into a success. Now, I guess it could happen, but it takes a lot of planning to make sure it does.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to have a direction. You've got to know where you're going, and you've got to know what the potential pitfalls are and what your legal and financial and, of course, your tax obligations are.
And don't talk about that last one now, Jeff. Come on.
We'll talk about that around March or April, when we have to think about it.
Exactly, exactly. Well, gee, anything else you want to tell us while I got you on the line?
Absolutely. 1 week from tomorrow,
okay.
Be uptown, Friday evening, about the same time, 5:30. We have our annual Grape Stomp Uptown Wine Tasting. And that's a great fun event in the Uptown Square area. We've got 12 merchants who will have their doors open after hours as wine stops for this this great event, and it's just a fun evening, and to get to sample great wines and have some hors d'oeuvres to accompany those wines, and meet these great merchants who are, you know, the backbone of our community. These are local folks who are doing, you know, great things in the community and providing great service and products.
You know, I got to mention Flynn's because, of course, they are a wine store, and that'll be a great addition to Uptown to have an actual winery right there.
Absolutely, and I'm happy you mentioned Flynn's because they are the presenting sponsor of the Grape Stomp.
Sure.
They are a presenting sponsor. They're also helping us make the wine selections for the event, and they've got a great selection of craft beers, too.
That's right. So you got to be now. What do you have to do if you want to participate in that event?
Well, a number of merchants uptown are selling tickets. Of course, the chamber has tickets for sale as well. They are $25 in advance, and I urge people to get them in advance because they're $30 day of the event. So you can buy your ticket in advance, and when you come uptown, look for our registration tent outside of Howard's.
Okay.
And you trade that ticket in, and if we need to check your ID, we will. And we'll trade that ticket for a wristband showing that you've paid and you are of age, and you'll get a commemorative wine glass to carry around and a map telling you where to go, and it'll have a listing of all the wines on the back as well.
And I presume there are somewhere along the way some sit-down stops. You can sit down along the way.
I'm sure there are. We're not going to put out chairs, but you can kind of rest your weary bones in some of the stores along the way. We try to keep it right up on the square so people aren't having to walk too far.
That's good, Jeff.
or for whatever reason they may have trouble walking.
But you don't actually stomp any grapes.
We don't stomp grapes. No, we hadn't quite got to that one yet.
Yeah, so I had somebody from a winery down in Newberry, and we were talking about the stomping of the grapes, and they said, you know, that's really a lot more difficult than people think.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm not sure if anybody actually does the practice anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so, but they were saying one time they had to stomp the grapes, and she said she was tired afterwards.
Oh, absolutely, I can imagine. Of course, I remember that video of the poor woman falling out of the barrel.
Exactly. So, anyways, hey, anything else you want to tell us?
Well, we've got lots of stuff. We've got a golf tournament I think it's the 4th of November on a Monday out at Stony Point. If you're not a chamber member, you know, you need to be one, and we keep people updated with a couple of emails a week, and of course we have a magazine that comes out quarterly and details all of the events that the chamber has, but we've always got something going on every month of the year, and some months more than others. This is sort of a busy time for the chamber as we head into the holiday season, but always something going on. And if you have any questions or if you are interested in joining the chamber, you know, please feel free to give me a call or Christy Eller, who's our member relations director. She will be happy to get information to you.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think this was great that you called in and updated us. And, of course, you want everybody to come out this evening to Super Networking and enjoy all the hard work that our businesses do.
Absolutely. And meet Ann Eller.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. All right. We'll be there this evening. Looking forward to it. And thanks so much for calling us this
morning.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for having me.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. We're having a good time just finding out what's going to be going on at Super Networking. And, of course, all the other chamber events. And, of course, you can check out the chamber's website at greenwoodscchamber.org. That's greenwoodscchamber.org.